Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Democrats suffer Senate defeat.
We have to keep working at it until we get it done.
President defends his record.
Look, I didn't overpromise.
Trump, legal setback.
The Supreme Court rejecting attempts to shield his records.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A major setback for Democrats in Washington. Senate rejection of a voting rights bill. And two members of the party joined with Republicans to shoot down a rules change designed to push the bill through. CBS's Scott McFarlane is on Capitol Hill.
On this vote, the ayes are 52. The nays are 48.
President Biden's landmark voting legislation failed in the Senate late Wednesday night.
This is a moral moment in America.
After nearly 12 hours of heated debate over changing filibuster rules to get the bill through,
they would shatter the soul of the Senate for short-term power.
This is an unprecedented, coordinated attack to make voting harder for eligible citizens.
Facing a wall of unanimous Republican opposition, Democrats were dealt back-to-back losses without being able to change Senate procedures, eliminate the filibuster, and pass sweeping voting rights law. One of the holdouts, West Virginia's Joe Manchin.
Eliminating the filibuster would be the easy way out. It wasn't meant to be easy.
The proposed voting legislation would have allowed for early voting and no excuse mail-in voting nationwide, and it would have made Election Day a federal holiday. Members of the Congressional Black Caucus took a last-minute stand outside the Senate, but walked away knowing the voting rights law was set to fail.
The Senate action late last night came just hours after President Biden's marathon news conference.
Standing for questions for nearly 2 hours, the president insisted his administration has made enormous progress.
I have probably outperform what anybody thought would happen.
But with his social spending bill stalled in the Senate, Mr. Biden endorsed a plan to pass big chunks of his Build Back Better agenda. He raised eyebrows with this response to a question about what he'd do if Russia invades Ukraine.
It depends on what it does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion and then we end up having a fight about what to do and not do, etc.
Afterward, the White House issued a statement clarifying that any Russian invasion will be met with a decisive response. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
CBS's Cammie McCormick says the United States is part of a growing effort to help Ukraine.
A State Department official says they're utilizing all available security cooperation tools to help Ukraine bolster its defenses in the face of Russian aggression. That now includes third-party transfers, allowing countries like Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania to provide equipment in their inventories that came from the U.S. The aim here is to show allies are getting equipment to Ukraine as quickly as possible.
Secretary of State Blinken is set to meet tomorrow with his Russian counterpart. He's held discussions today with top European diplomats. Well, the U.S. Supreme Court delivered a blow to former President Trump, turning down his bid to shield records from the House panel investigating the Capitol attack. Legal analyst Lori Levinson says those documents are held now by the National Archives.
It really didn't matter for the purposes of the Supreme Court order that he was former President Trump. This order makes clear that even if Trump were still in office, that it would have been proper for the House committee to seek these records.
The CIA now says most cases of the neurological illness known as Havana syndrome, first reported by CBS News Radio, were not caused by a foreign adversary. U.S. diplomatic staffers have had most of the cases. CBS's Catherine Herridge.
Instead, the majority of reports can be reasonably explained by medical conditions or environmental and technical factors, including previously undiagnosed illnesses. After a cluster of cases was first reported in Cuba, U.S. diplomats and personnel stationed overseas said they experienced Havana syndrome symptoms, including in China, Austria, and Vietnam. Some told CBS News they heard ringing or loud piercing sounds and felt intense pressure in the face with pain, nausea, and dizziness. A recent study conducted for the State Department found the most plausible cause was directed pulsed radio frequency energy. The CIA said about two dozen priority cases remain unexplained, and the focus of active investigation, Russian and Cuban officials have consistently denied involvement.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Jury selection beginning today in the federal civil rights case against three former Minneapolis police officers who were on the scene when Derek Chauvin pinned George Floyd down with a knee on his neck. Floyd's death led to Chauvin's murder conviction and a guilty plea from him to the federal charges. Here's reporter Esme Murphy of affiliate WCCO.
While Derek Chauvin never testified in his state trial, legal experts, including Joe Tamburino, believe these three defendants will testify here.
They have to get up on the stand to say they did not aid and abet or help Mr. Chauvin deprive the rights of Mr. Floyd.
Tu Tao, who kept distraught bystanders from intervening at the scene, will likely argue he never touched George Floyd. Defense attorneys for J. Alexander King and Thomas Lane are expected to stress that they were rookies following orders.
Starbucks is the first major company to backtrack on an employee vaccine mandate after last week's Supreme Court ruling that rejected the Biden vaccination plan for large businesses. CBS's Carter Evans is reporting from Missouri, a state with a low vaccination rate and jam-packed hospital ICUs.
Since early December, cases here have nearly tripled. Out of 286 COVID patients, just 15 are vaccinated. Pamela Maples is not one of them. She was infected just after Christmas.
It sounds like you were scared to take the vaccine.
Yeah, I was. Everyone kept telling me not to.
What do you want those people to know now?
Take the vaccine. It's very, very important.
In North Carolina, there's an investigation into a truck crash that killed two U.S. Marines and injured 17 others. Highway Patrol Lieutenant Devin Rich says the 7-ton truck appeared to be going too fast for a turn.
It lost control and overturned, ejecting the Marines that were in the back of the truck out into the roadway.
NBC says it won't send announcers and most hosts to Beijing for the Winter Olympic Games because of COVID concerns.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The lead singer of a 1950s doo-wop group has died.
Fred Parris was a teenager on military guard duty in Philadelphia. And thoughts of his girlfriend inspired the 1956 hit he sang with his harmony group, the Five Satins. They recorded the song in the basement of a church in Paris, native New Haven, Connecticut. It only reached number 24 on the Billboard pop charts, but became a multi-million seller through reissues and appearances on soundtrack albums. His music manager says Fred Parris died after a brief illness. He was 85. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Actress Yvette Mimieux has died just days after her 80th birthday. She was the blonde, blue-eyed star of films like The Time Machine and Where the Boys Are in the 1960s. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.